Good morning. This too shall soon be over. One day, it shall pass. Again, greetings in the precious name of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Without any introduction, I'll go right into the reading of the Word of God. It's good for the soul. We go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 says, "This knoweth also, that in the last days perilous time shall come. Men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, church breakers, false accusers, incontent," which means without no conscience, or discontent, are not having any contentment. He says they shall be fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Verse 13 says, let's turn to verse 13. "But evil men and seducers shall walk worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." This is not my text for my message. It's only a pretext, or it is a springboard to my message, to prepare your heart to receive the Word of God. My text will be coming from Matthew, a very known portion, Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. Can you put Matthew 11 and verse 28 on the board? Matthew 11, 28 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This is the word of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, spoken over 2,000 years ago to a people who was in distress, hopeless, and helpless. And Jesus speaks these words to these people. And these same words that Jesus spoke 2,000 years ago is relevant for us even today. In I want to remind you, my friend, that we live in a fallen world with issues and trouble on every side. But the psalmist says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Find that in Psalms 46 and verse 1. Amen. God is our present help in time of trouble. He says, we are complex with issues of every kind, such like social injustice, political anarchy in high places, evangelical disloyalty to the cross of Christ, conspiracy in the theology, silence and rejection of the truth, lawlessness and crime increase, racial injustice, worldwide pandemic, manhats are filling them with fear. Fear of fear and anxiety, the fear of the future, fear of scammers, fear of being fraud, fear for your security, the fear of dying, fear of everywhere, everything, and fear everywhere. While Christians are fighting this spiritual warfare, where can you go for help? That's the big question. Where can you go for help? In Jeremiah 17, verse 9, it says, the heart of man is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You see, I, the Lord, search the heart and know it needs. And Jesus is saying, come and I will give you rest. That's the need of the heart, my friend. Rest for your soul. Rest that you can only find in the Lord Jesus Christ. Come and I will give you rest. As I said, that Jesus spoke these very words over 2,000 years ago to a nation that was captive and heavy burden in sin. There was like sheep without shepherd. There was hopeless and helpless, heading to a lost eternity. And Jesus revealed to them, come to me and I will give you rest. That's the word that Jesus spoke, begging the people who was desolate, who was depressed, oppressed, helpless, invite them to come to me and find rest for your soul. And this is the very word that Jesus is speaking today to you who are oppressed, who are fearful of the future. He's saying, come unto me and I will give you rest. Rest. In John 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus, the only way, the only truth, the only life. Jesus himself speak these words, no man cometh unto the Father but by me, which is saying to you that there is no other way. You might tell yourself that in our colloquial language, someone might say, I'm going to the Bronx. I could pass the Brooklyn Bridge. I could pass this way. But that is in our world. But with Jesus Christ, there is no other way excepting through the Lord Jesus Christ. He made it clear as crystal, no other way but through the Lord Jesus Christ. He declared, I am the way, not a way. I am the truth and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus himself declared these words. First hand from Jesus. And we see that all through the scripture, everyone who came to Jesus with their issues, they find rest for the soul. Everywhere you look in the scripture, everyone that came to Jesus, there was no castaway. Everyone found rest for the soul. In John chapter 3, there was a man by the name of Nicodemus. His issue was religion. Nicodemus, he was a Pharisee. He was a ruler of the Jews. And he came to Jesus by night. He said, he asked Jesus the question, how can a man be born again when he is old? How can he enter the second time into his mother womb? Jesus replied to him, he that is born of the flesh is flesh, and he that is born of the spirit is spirit. He said, marvel not, I said unto you, you must be born again. That's what Jesus said to Nicodemus. His issue was religion. In Mark chapter 5, this man issue, he had legions of demons. This man issue, he was possessed with devil. He lived in tombs. He lived amongst the graveyard. He was cutting himself. He was out of his mind. But the word of God says, when he came to Jesus, he was clothed and he was in his right mind. He find rest for his soul. And there is someone that need to find rest for your soul. I said, everyone who come to Jesus, regardless of your issues, you're going to find rest for your soul. And if you come to Jesus, I'm giving you assurance, guarantee, you are going to find rest for your soul. In John chapter 4, there was a woman. A woman from Samaria, she came at Jacob's well. Her issue was adultery. The word of God says she had 5 husbands and yet another man. But when she came to Jesus, she left her water pot, went back to her village, and tell everyone, come and see a man who told me everything I did. Is not this the Christ? She found rest for her soul. She was able to go back to her village where she come from and remind the people, come, see a man who told me everything I did. Is not this the Christ? She had a ministry right away. An immediate ministry. She went back to her village, I said, and tell the people, come and see a man. Is not this the Christ? She recognized the power in Jesus. She recognized that he was the Christ. She recognized that he healed her. She recognized that her life was changed. Amen. I said she find rest for her soul. Praise the Lord. In John chapter 8, that woman, her issue was blood. My Bible says that she hemorrhaged for 12 years. She spent all her money and doctor and medicine. But one night she came and she touched the hem of his garment. And from the immediate she touched the hem of the Lord Jesus Christ's garment, she was healed immediately. Someone says immediately. I said she was healed immediately. she find rest for her soul. Jesus said to her, go in peace. Your faith has healed you. Jesus said to her, go in peace. I said, go in peace. Your faith has healed you. I tell you this morning, your faith can heal you right now this morning. In Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Him that cometh to me must believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. She find rest for her soul. Telling you, my friend, you can find rest for your soul, whatever is your issue this morning. You can find rest for your soul. She find rest for her soul. Praise the Lord. He that cometh, he said, you must believe. That's what he take. She came with faith believing. She did not test no distraction. She said, if I could only but touch the hem of his garment. And she moved by faith. And she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And my Bible says that she was healed immediately. I said, someone says immediately. She was healed immediately. Only by the touch of the hem of the garment of the Lord Jesus Christ. She was healed immediately. And my Bible says she find rest for her soul. My Bible tells me there is a hymn that says, oh, happy rest, sweet happy rest. Jesus will give you rest. Only come to him in simple trust and faith, and Jesus will give you rest. Is someone seeking for rest this morning? I said you can find rest in the finished work of Calvary. You can find rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hence the reason why he says in Matthew 11:28, he says, come unto me, all he that tired and heavy laden, laden in sin. I don't know what you're laden in, but it's sin. Jesus says, come and I will give you rest. This rest is guarantee, my friend. And I could prove it here from you from the scripture. It's a rest that is guarantee. In John 7, verse 38 and 39, he says, on that day, the day of the great feast, Jesus stood up and he shouted. That was the last day, the feast of Passover. That would be the last feast that Jesus would be attending before his crucifixion. And Jesus saw the people in desperation. And he stood up and he said, if any man thirst, let him come and drink. Out of this water, out of him shall flow rivers of living water. Come and drink, he said. If any man thirst is a glorious invitation, come and drink. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Are you thirst this morning? Is anyone have thirst to know the Lord Jesus Christ? Is anyone thirst to find satisfaction in Jesus Christ? He said, come. It's an open invitation. He said, come. That's why he said, come unto me. All he that tired and heavy laden, I, Jesus, will give you rest. Oh, happy rest, sweet happy rest. Jesus will give you rest. Only come to him in simple trusting faith, and Jesus will give you rest. Praise the Lord. She find rest for our soul. Also in Isaiah chapter 55. Can you put Isaiah 55 on the board for me? Isaiah chapter 55 verse 1. Isaiah chapter 5 is give you invitation. Hear everyone that thirsteth. He said, come to the water. And he that has no money, come and buy and eat. Yea, come and buy wine and milk without money and without price. Praise the Lord. It's free. and invite you to come and drink, come and buy wine and milk without money and without price. It's a glorious invitation. Verse 6 says it's a glorious invitation. Invite you to come and drink. He says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and let the unrighteous come unto him. Praise the Lord. The Lord is inviting you to come as you are. Come, Jesus Christ is saying, and I will give you rest. In Isaiah 1:18, he invites you. He says, come, and what time you need to come, come now, and let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sin may be as scarlet, Jesus said, I will make it white as snow. The invitation is for you to come now. Because I'm telling you, it's guaranteed, my friend. Guarantee. When you come to Jesus, you will find rest for your soul. You will find a rest that is happy rest. Rest that is sweet, happy rest. As you come to Jesus, you will find rest for your soul. In Isaiah 26, verse 3, this is the kind of rest I'm talking about. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee. Did you see what I'm talking about? When you come to Jesus, you find this kind of rest for your soul. He will keep you in perfect peace as your mind stayed upon thee. Amen? That's the kind of rest I'm talking about. In Psalms 119, verse 165, he says, great peace have those who love the Lord, and nothing shall offend them. Can you say with me, nothing, and nothing shall offend them? Praise the name of the Lord. That's what I'm talking about. Come to Jesus for this kind of rest. Come to Jesus for this kind of peace. He invites you to come, and when you need to come is now. Amen? Now. I'm not finished yet. In Romans 5, verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. You see what I'm talking about? You find rest for your soul. You have peace with God. The sin question is settled. You are on your way rejoicing. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not finished yet. John 14, verse 27 says, Jesus said, my peace I'm going to give unto you, not as the world giveth. So let not your heart be troubled. Trouble is gone because you'll find rest for your soul. Do you want rest for your soul? Do you want rest for your soul? Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know what is your issue. But I want to tell you, my friend and listeners, you can indeed find rest for your soul. What is your issue? That's my question to you. What is your issue? Is your issue religion? Is your issue addiction? Is your fear? Is your issue fear or anxiety? You say, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Is your issue a family feud? Is your issue marital issues? Come to Jesus. Is your issue terminal cancer? Whatever it is, he said, come to Jesus. Is your issue a medical issue? Come to Jesus. Your issue financial issue? Come to Jesus. Your issue is big issue, small issue? Come to Jesus. Jesus specializes in all type of issue. Amen. He specializes in all type of issue. Whatever the issue is, envy, jealousy, malice, and pride, these should never in the heart of abide. But he say, bring your issue to Jesus Christ. He specializes in issue. What is your issue? Come to Jesus. He will give you rest. Rest. Oh, happy rest. Sweet happy rest. Jesus will give you rest. Only come to him in simple trust and faith, and Jesus will give you rest. is the one that's seeking rest this morning. If you hear a message like this and you know that you need rest, it is your responsibility to seek the Lord while he may be found. Your responsibility to call upon him while he is near, while he is knocking at your heart door. Say yes to Jesus. Is there one that is would like to say yes to Jesus? I would not leave here without giving you a glorious invitation. Is there one that would like to say yes to Jesus as he's saying, come unto me? Is there one? You can raise your hand right now. Just slip up your hand and take it down. Just slip your hand up and take it down. That indication that you're saying yes to Jesus. And if you are good, thank God for being good. Amen.